All this local stuff is brought to you by Weikert Realtors Lakepoint. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or visit their website at weikert-lakepoint.com. Now, wait a minute, Rocker.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that just came in and they all have Weikert Realtor Lakepoint.
How's that for perfect timing?
Did you plan this?
I did plan this, Rob.
Oh, it's good.
Tonight, Rob and Emily, owners of Weikert Realtors Lakepoint, are in the studio tonight to talk about the benefits of purchasing art from local artists. Rob and Emily are hosting their open house art gallery at Weikert Realtors on Atwood Avenue on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Rob, Emily, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Woohoo! Woohoo is right. This is so interesting, okay, because for real, you're real estate folks.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I'm like, nobody said anything right away. I thought nobody caught it. But now you've become kind of this art gallery curator.
Yeah.
You've done this before, so yeah. This isn't anything new, but I've also heard something's been added to those titles. Madison's Hot Sauce King?
Oh, well, that's the schedule.
That's a whole other conversation. We'll have to have another time.
I can't wait because there's a Dashalito's hot sauce. I'm not even going to tell my husband because he'll be over knocking on your door.
Well, he's welcome to come on in and get some.
I'm a realtor who makes hot sauce. Huh. So that's a side gig we have. Some people may know it, but really our main emphasis is on real estate and the life
hot
of that.
Hot sauce is just some spicy fun on the side.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, though.
Thank you.
The blueberry habanero is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. The blackout.
I'll tell you, if people come to our office on Atwood and they ask for a bottle of blueberry habanero, we have a Weikert branded label that we usually give out as a promotion.
Oh, I'm going to tell them. Yeah, they're really fun. Yeah.
A little cross promo, you know. For that, yeah,
you can't go wrong. I mean, what great stuff to give to people. They'll never forget you.
Yeah.
And then when they need you, guess who they're going to call, right?
Exactly, because they have that hot sauce in their fridge with the Weikert label. Works out for everyone.
Nice. Friday, May 3rd in Madison is the citywide gallery night. Many local businesses turn in to pop-up art galleries, and on Atwood Avenue, it's all about foot traffic. Tell us more about Mocha's citywide gallery event that you're part of.
Sure. So we're a participant on the walk, and the walk is in the Atwood neighborhood, Monroe Street neighborhood. Mocha Art Gallery puts it on, and then several of us get to be, if we're located in the right place, open our doors and show off the art and maybe feed people a little bit of wine, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we when we opened our office on Atwood in 2018, we set up for the gallery night right away. We've got a nice big open space. It's kind of our conference room, kind of our shared workspace for our agents, and we've got a nice comfortable seating area. So we have art that we put up on the walls back in 2018. John Paul Crispin is kind of our artist in residence, if you will. He's been there kind of from day one, and then we just have I think. Right now we have five more artists that are on those walls, and then also we'll take some space in our living, or excuse me, our front room, our foyer, and some of our halls and
yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's everywhere. It's really lovely to work amongst all the art. Kind of gets your creative juices flowing when you're trying to do business, so that's a good thing.
That is so great, and I'm sure the artists are so appreciative because they're always looking for somewhere to show off what they're doing, and to not be able to find a place, and then here you guys are, and you're doing this, and part of the art gallery walk and everything. It just all goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. All the artwork is for sale. So, you know, if you're interested in buying local art, having it in your house or having it, you know, as part of your collection, all of the art we have will be for sale. Keep that in mind if you're coming down.
Come support. The artist will be there to explain things too and answer questions and point out, you know, where things may have been, you know, where the photography was from or the paint, you know, what inspired them. So,
that's great.
And you're in a realty office. So if you buy a painting and then you need a house to put it in,
I mean, it kind of
talk right to us
in hand, you know, and in an indirect way. We'll be there. Rocky will be there too.
Well, and I said it goes hand in hand and I meant community, but then I guess he nailed another part of this whole thing. So that's perfect.
I think we'll probably have Rocker Vodka there. I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking, there are complimentary beverages and munchies that you'll have there as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we usually put on a a nice spread of, you know, cheeses and crackers and hummus and veggies and fruit and stuff like that. And then we'll have different wines and just like a little mini bar.
Well, that gets people to kind of hang out and kind of relax a little bit and talk to people and get to know each other. And
it's a fun event.
How many times have you done this now?
Since the beginning, as
part of Momoka, we've been more or less part of every one of those since 2018 with pandemic and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But we also, you know, this is gallery night, like Rocker said, but we also do some of our own artist nights.
Yes.
So those happen a couple times a year, depending on how busy everybody is, depending on kind of who's showing on the walls and who wants to come in and you know, have some meet and greets with the artists and snacks and drinks.
Yeah, just another excuse to have a good art-led event. So why not?
Or just have a party.
Just have a party.
Now, what kind of art and what local celebrities feature their art in your... I heard that there might be somebody from the music industry that maybe has some art in your studio.
Yes. Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Maybe soon, but no. Kat Capilero, who's the lead singer of VO5. Yeah, she is an incredible painter as well.
Yes, she is.
She's got a whole wall, and she's a good friend of ours.
Oh, she is a doll.
Yeah, so her stuff is in there. And then, if it's okay, can we rattle off a couple of the other artists' names?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so we've got a smattering of things. Photography, there will be the dioramas there. That's called Small Little World. They're a really neat concept.
I love a good
diorama. Yeah, they're very cool.
And some of it's local stuff, and some of it's got some other themes. So, you know, that artist has a full collection of different dioramas available.
You got to see it to appreciate it. You just got to come in and see it. We also have Hope Art. That's photography and pottery. Like I said, Kat Capilero, she does beautiful paintings, like I said. Lucy McClellan, she's one of our new artists. She does the Small Big Worlds, which are 3D diorama cool things.
Amy Muir,
Mama Muir. She does photography as well.
A lot of local stuff or some things in Wisconsin, so that's kind of fun. You can see some things you might recognize. Like we said, John Paul Crispin is one of the people. Maureen
Jan.
Excuse me.
She does mixed media.
And then our new one, we've got a photographer named Katie Wilkins, who will be bringing her stuff in for the first time.
So we're excited to have her show up.
And then we also do a kids art gallery.
Their stuff's really good. Yeah, I mean, it'll blow you away. Yeah.
So our really daughter cool Ivy is an 11-year-old. She does some photography, which is fabulous. She also does some other, you know, paintings and things of that sort. So some of her friends will also have things on the wall. Our agent and brokerage manager, Dave Pausch, kids will both have some art to show.
They do kind of mixed media stuff too, a lot of like animated type of stuff. I mean, just really cool. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys have missed a thing. This is really great. Well, and congratulations for doing this too, because again, it means so much to the community, to you guys, I know, and obviously to all the artists.
Yeah.
What a great time this
Thank
is going to be.
Yeah, May 3rd. Mm-hmm. Next Friday, that is, yeah?
Oh, well, yeah, that's coming up fast. Yeah,
5 to 9 p.m.
And we're at 2045 Atwood Avenue, so you can walk right in the front. We're suite 105. We have a front view of Atwood, and then you can also park in the back and come in the back.
Oh, and you have a parking lot. Bonus.
Come right in back.
How many art galleries do you think are going to be in that little area?
I mean, usually when you look at they have a little participants map that's usually up in the doorways of the folks that are, you know, technically participants. I want to say there's at least, you know, 15 or 20 in the Atwood neighborhood.
Wow. Atwood and Willie, you know, runs up Willie Street and then over to Atwood and
Winnebago.
And then
there's other folks that just open their doors and have, you know, stuff going on too, even though they're not a technical participant. So it's busy.
I've done this, the gallery night, and I think it is one of the coolest events. And it's just so great to see everybody out and about and just kind of, you know, chilling and enjoying all this art and meeting everybody. Yeah. It's so great. So I'm really happy that you guys are involved.
We hope to see both of you there. Ooh, you get a special VIP invite.
Well, you guys, okay, so once again, Weikert Realtors hosting the art gallery. That's Friday, May 3rd. Yep, that's next Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. And let's see, tell us one more time real quick where you are, where they can find you, and maybe even if they didn't catch all the details, where they might be able to look online to see.
Sure. Yep. We have pretty busy social media. So we have Facebook and Instagram. Just look up Weikert Realtors and they'll pop right up. Our website will as well. That's WeikertMadison.com. And 5 to 9, May 3rd, we're at 2045 Atwood Avenue, Suite 105.
That's in Kennedy Place, kind of in in the, you know, the Shank Atwood corner. We've got, you know, Tech's Tub right down the way. Anytime Fitness is right next to us. Barley Pop is literally shares a wall with us.
Yeah.
So
and if they those usually are, all do stuff too. So it's like door to door. You'll just get to have a lot
of fun. Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
for
so much appreciation.
Us.
This was really terrific. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being one of our sponsors as well. That means
we
a lot.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Local music, local art, local realtors. It's
all
good.
We do all the things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chicken Wire Empire Now on Max Inc. Radio.